Bankruptcies, family business sales, acquisitions, divestitures, business turnarounds, and leading through seismic economic plunges. Dean Batchelor has not only seen it all, he's actually worked on it all. Dean is the founder and chairman of the Platinum Group, a firm that for 40 years has specialized in helping businesses through tough situations such as those and the ones many businesses are going through today because of the pandemic that we're all experiencing. Dean, as I mentioned, you've worked through so many of these complicated situations in the past. How does today compare with some of the things that you've seen over the years and any lessons learned from those prior experiences that could help people today?
Hello, Dale. Thank you for inviting me to be here today. I appreciate it. When I founded Platinum Group, it was the early 80s. And back in the early 80s, we were going through a massive recession. It was a pretty serious one. And yet it was very, very different from today. Back then, interest rates were in the area of 18, 19%. A home mortgage was 15 to 16% compared to today, which you can pick up a home mortgage for 3 to 4%. Paul Volcker was brought into the Federal Reserve to break inflation. And he did that by raising interest rates all the way up to the low 20s for a little bit there. So it was a very different time. Today we have very, very low interest rates. The recent payroll protection plan put out by the government due to the coronavirus pandemic is helping a lot of businesses. And that money for the most part is gonna be forgivable and they won't have to pay it back as long as they continue to use it for payroll and some rent and utilities. But if they don't use it for those purposes, the money put out is at 1% or less. So the interest rates are very, very low, very, very different times today. And throughout the years, there's been a significant recession every 7, 8, 9 years. We had one there in the early 80s. We had one in 87, 88. We had one in the early 90s. We had the dot-com crash of 2000. Then we had the really significant deep recession in 08, 09, and even going into 2010, where we spent about 3 years helping clients dig out of that mess. And although that was largely real estate driven, the depth and breadth of that recession really touched a lot of people. Yet, even back then, as serious of a recession as that was, people were still going to restaurants and having a meal. We were still going to the ball games. We were able to get out, interact with people, travel, do what we normally do, except that there was a financial contraction and a pretty serious one, reflected by the market. Today, we're shut down as a country. We're unable to carry on commerce for the most part like we have in the past. I've never seen anything like it. The common word we hear is unprecedented. I think that's true. And so here we are in very, very different times, very, very low interest rates, but we're shut down as an economy. And that makes it a very different time.
You know, you talked about some of those previous situations that you've gone through and how it took a few years in some instances to help companies come back. When you looked at that and kind of did that forensic work in terms of, okay, how do we get them back on track? What were some things they could have done earlier to avoid needing 2 to 3 years to get back to where they had been?
Well, you know, hindsight's always 20/20, but and it's easy to be a Monday morning quarterback. But a lot of companies need to spend more time thinking through and planning and strategizing what could happen in good times and what could happen in bad times. I think the country was pretty much caught flat-footed this time. This hit us pretty hard, hit us pretty quick. All of a sudden, we're asked to stay home. In the past, I think recessions came a little slower. You could feel it coming in many cases over the years. You could see it taking 6 months to a year or longer to really affect the economy fully. You could see it in the market. Today, we're shut down, and yet the market is, in some cases, specifically in the tech stocks, reaching all-time highs. We're seeing the market be very volatile, and yet it tends to keep on moving up, even in the middle of this pretty serious time, economic dilemma that we're in. So very, very different, very unusual, very unique, but where companies, I think, could benefit themselves the most is some serious strategic planning about the future, and looking at both the good and the bad times, and how do you react, and to have a plan in place.
You know, when you think about the different strategies that people are trying to use today, some of what we've talked about before is how important it is to have a good 13-week cash flow analysis and to do some other things. But any words of advice on maybe one or two things that business owners or leaders should be doing today, in addition to the strategy that you just talked about? Are there certain things that they could do, whether it's on the sales front or whether it's a talent management issue?
Well, there's lots of things they can do in addition to the planning. A part of that planning involves determining, in our minds, the work that we do. We always get into analysis of the break-even, trying to understand where is that break-even point, at what point do you start making money, and as you move forward beyond that break-even point in revenues, how much of those revenues fall to the bottom line? Because at break-even point, you're meeting all your costs, and you're able to move forward and make some money and be profitable in cash flow. Cash is king. It's trite but true. Companies need to really focus on that cash and their working capital and how to manage that working capital, particularly in difficult times. We have stepped in over the last four decades into more than 100 companies as interim CEO in a turnaround. And in each of those cases, we've used a process of being able to identify the real issues, the core issues that are creating the problem. In some cases, it's management, often it's not, but certainly in times like this, it has very little to do with management and has everything to do with the economy and what's going on out there in the external world that's affecting the business on the inside.
You know, you mentioned the situations where you've come in as interim CEOs. You've helped a couple thousand companies, though, and one of the things that I've always been curious about is how have you been able to get in and help them as quickly as you can with some pretty complex situations?
Yeah, it's developing of relationships. 95% of our business is in the upper Midwest. We're based here in Minnetonka, and almost all of our clients are relationships that we've forged over the years. It might be with an accountant. It might be with another consultant out there that's doing things that we don't do. It might be a banker or an attorney, a wealth manager. But there are people out there who we've developed relationships over the years, and they've come to us when they have a client or they know a company that needs some help. And typically we can step in. Doesn't have to be in a management capacity, but just as advisors to help them get from point A to point B.
You know, that actually brings up another question, and that is, I'm getting so many emails, like every day I'm getting probably at least 15 or 20 emails from experts telling me that they're the ones that I should come to with questions or challenges that I'm facing with my business. Why should somebody pick out Platinum Group compared with all these other really incredibly sounding offers that I'm hearing?
Well, the difference between Platinum Group and a lot of other firms that are out there advising clients, you know, we're not attorneys and we're not accountants, although we have a couple of attorneys in our group and we have several accountants in our group. We're not bankers, but we have a couple bankers in our group. So what we have is a collection of 20-some individuals with a collective more than 600 years of experience in running businesses, managing businesses, financing businesses, planning businesses, working with business owners. About half of the companies that we've stepped in to run are owned by private equity funds or family offices that have a portfolio of companies. The other half are individuals, families that family-owned businesses, perhaps, or individuals that entrepreneurs who have built a business find themselves needing some help in one way, shape, or another. And because of the breadth and depth of the experience that we have at Platinum, we're often able to help companies in a myriad number of ways that can help them out.
You know, I was wondering if you could also explain a little bit about how you work with existing leadership, because sometimes consulting firms will come in and kind of take over as interim CEOs, as you mentioned. Other times they come in and work with the existing leadership team, and oftentimes you're brought in by the bank or by the owner and you need to work with the leadership team. So how does Platinum Group come in and work with that leadership team in such a way so they don't feel like you're stepping on their toes and you also leave that company in a better position than it was before you got involved?
That's a good question. Just maybe a year and a half ago, we were called by a bank that had a credit in their portfolio, a local company in St. Paul that needed some help. Significant, well-established company that had been in business for 35 years. And we have something called an opportunity assessment, where we spend 3 to 4 weeks within a company and analyzing it financially, operationally, from a revenue perspective, top line, as well as bottom line. And we come back after that 3-4 weeks with a presentation to the board. And in this case, there were a number of board members who wanted the CEO to be pushed aside. But in our early discussions with the board, we said, let us take a look at this entire management team and the company. You are losing a lot of money. That company was about a $25 million company, losing $1.6 million per year. And it had been for a couple of years, and that's why we got a call from the bank. They were in default. The bank was nervous. They were hitting their head on the ceiling of the line of credit at the bank. Bank wasn't comfortable. Bank wanted out. And we were brought in to help the bank figure out how to get out of this credit and find another bank that could bank it. Long story short, we liked the founder and CEO. He was the heart and soul of the company. Very well respected by the employees. He could be a bit controlling at times, but he had good intentions and a good heart and a good soul for the business, knew the business inside and out, and really was the ambassador to the outside world for the business. And so we worked with him, and we worked with that entire management team to develop a turnaround plan. And within 9 months, the company was very, very profitable. And in that 12 months after we arrived, the company made $1.5 million. So from losing $1.6 million to making $1.5 million in 1 year, less than 1 year, they obviously felt pretty good. We never stepped in as CEO. We were simply advisors to help. We helped them put the plan together and facilitated that plan for them to make things happen. And boy, did they step in and step up to make that plan work.
That's a great example. I mean, that's really cool to hear too, that you were able to actually get everybody on board, and including the CEO. And sometimes I read about things or I hear about things where CEOs or key members of their leadership teams or both are really hesitant to do something like that. What has Platinum Group done over the years to try to help people get past whether it's their fear, their pride, or just their sense of needing to be able to figure it out themselves? How have you been able to get past that and find a way to still help them?
Well, we have a 2-day program. It's a retreat called Reboot. And we have led Reboot for more than 10,000 employees over the last 40 years. It's a very dynamic program. It gets everyone involved. In the case that I talked about just now, the St. Paul company, we had 50 people that got together for 2 days in a retreat. And we closed the doors and went to work. It was their plan. They came up with the ideas. But we facilitated a process by which they could create the goals that they wanted to achieve, so that they could develop an action plan regarding each of these goals, they could establish teams on which to work on these goals and make things happen. And then we provided the follow-up over the next 6 months to a year to ensure that the goals they were working on were making progress. So Reboot has been a very successful program for us. The name speaks for itself. There's a lot of companies out there that need rebooting, if you will. And this is a nice two-day retreat that facilitates that and encourages that.
Great. We have a couple last questions here. One is, we talked about kind of what you learned from the past that can help today and where people are at today. What should they be doing? What should they do next? What should they be thinking of next? How should they be able to think about 6 months and 12 months from now beyond strategic planning? Are there things they should be doing from a sales perspective or anything else to think about next?
Well, I think it depends on the company. Every company is different. Right now, as we speak, in May of 2020, we're working with clients on strategic planning. We're working with clients that in that planning process, their real focus needs to be revenue generation. We have one company, a bakery here in town, that was delivering to all the restaurants in town, more than 1,000 restaurants, their baked goods. And those restaurants are closed. So about 60% of the volume of that company dropped off immediately when the restaurants were closed about 6-8 weeks ago. And all of a sudden, they're having a tough time. Fortunately, at the same time, the grocery market for them expanded and grew because everyone's going to the grocery store to get food to cook inside versus going to the restaurants and eating out. And so the orders from the grocery stores increased while the restaurants, many of them closed down. Some of them still had some pickup, you know, and delivery service that they were ordering product, but it was a lower, the orders weren't the size that they were before. So it depends on the company. That company needs to focus today on revenue generation. It's got a good operation. It's got a good equipment, good facility. Team knows how to make the products, high quality products. For them, it's all about revenues. We've got another company that is a client that we're working with, and it's all about operations. They've got a lot of operational deficiencies. They can become much more profitable. They have hardly been touched by the coronavirus. The pandemic has not, their industry continues on, but operationally they need help. And so we're in there helping them with their cycle times and reducing inventory and making them more efficient on the operating floor of a manufacturing plant. So it depends on what's going on with the company and the time. We never know until we get in and take a look, see if we can help.
Yeah, and these are such strange times. I know you and I talked the other day. I gave you a call and you mentioned the novelty of using a phone. And, you know, I thought that was a good point about how using the phone nowadays is kind of an interesting tactic that I hadn't really thought about as much before.
Yeah, the bakery that I mentioned, the sales guy has decided that since everyone is hunkered down and many of their clients are working out of their homes, they're picking up the phone. Where 2 months ago they were communicating by email, he's finding it much more effective simply to pick up the phone and make a phone call and talk to people and set up appointments via Zoom, perhaps, or Skype, or some other virtual approach rather than stopping by in person. But he's finding that approach to work pretty effectively.
Yeah, a lot of us have a lot of time on our hands right now, so we're probably sitting by the phone. Dean, is there anything else that you'd like to share before we say goodbye?
Well, I would strongly advise companies not to wait until it's too late. Often we get a phone call from companies when the bank's foreclosing. If we could have been there 6 months earlier, we could have prevented that. We could have helped them through that process. We can help them in the late hour, but as I like to tell clients and others, I'm an early riser. I grew up on a farm. I'm used to waking up early in the morning, but I go to sleep at 10 o'clock. I don't stay up till midnight. So don't call me at midnight in terms of your timing, don't call in the life of your company when you're in the last hours of trying to catch some breath in that company. Give us a call before the late hours so that you can maybe deal with some of these issues more effectively and more efficiently.
Of course, you still do take those calls at about 5 to midnight, don't you?
We do. We've had more than our fair share of them being in this business.
Yep. Well, sounds good. Dean, thank you for sharing some of your experiences with us today and some of your perspectives.
Thank you, Dale. Been a pleasure.
And for all of our viewers out there, thank you for tuning in. And if you're listening, thank you for listening. If you'd like to find out more about Dean or about Platinum Group, you can give them a call at 952-829-5700, or you can visit the website at theplatinumgrp.com. And with that, thanks again for joining us today, and have a great rest of your day.